When Chad Greenway steps on the field, he gives it all he has to get the win.
Well, I think it's just important to do it full speed. I mean, do it with everything I got, you know. Football, I don't know anything else besides just to play with everything I have, you know, every game and just empty the tank. And I think when you're, as a dad, I just try to do everything as hard and as good as I can do it. You know, as a husband, I try to do the same thing in the community and as a foundation. As an NFL player, you know, in the Twin Cities for 9 years, being a guy that people can recognize and relate to, that kids can grow up wanting to be. You know, I think it's important to me, and it's important for me to you know, make that name in the back of my jersey, you know, stand for something, you know, and be important and stand up and have the Greenway name be a strong legacy.
The ultimate competitor and the leader of the Vikings defense.
For the first time, really, over the last couple of years, really, you know, noted myself as the team leader, one of the team leaders within this organization, and tried to lead by example every day, try to be a vocal leader when it was needed. But just really be a sounding board for everybody who had a question, who needed help, who you know, just be there for people and be a leader and be an example for guys that are trying to become, you know, a great professional. And you can't just be a leader and have them and be a part of the team. You got to be out there making plays. And for me, it was a new role, and I hope to do it as well as I could.
Always pushing for the win. It's no wonder why the ninth-year veteran was looking to spend the day with a group of winners.
It's the culmination of the work of a couple of our local student groups here at the high school, the Metro-wide Warm and Fed campaign that's bringing clothing, bringing food to folks that really need it. And so what we have here today is members of the Vikings organization, some of the players, some of the representatives, other members in this great Metro community of ours that are celebrating the work and the efforts of our kids here at Shakopee High School to make a difference for those that are less fortunate.
Helping the prep students with their victory at the Salvation Army Warm and Fed Challenge was a great spot for Greenway, but it was also time for him to earn a win for his efforts.
I've known Chad since he was a rookie in 2006 and see him to grow into the man he's become with his family. It's my honor to present our 2014 Man of the Year, Chad Greenway.
Well done. Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Greenway was awarded the Vikings 2014 Man of the Year Award, an honor given annually for excellence in community service.
That's nice. I mean, obviously, all the work we do with our foundation and stuff in the community, it's nice to be rewarded for those things. Obviously, it's not the reason why you do it. It's just part of who I am as a professional and you know, try to have a strong community influence and do as many positive things as I can.
It was a much-deserved award for the linebacker, who works just as hard off the field as he does on the field.
The bigger it gets and the more we're able to do, just the more people we're able to meet, the more lives we're able to touch. I think it just has become more and more important the further we've gotten into it. And when you get that feeling of doing something good for somebody else, it's just a feeling you can never find anywhere else in the world.
From his work on his own foundation, the Lead the Way Foundation, to his efforts with countless other community endeavors, it makes Greenway an easy choice for the honor.
Well, I just want to be a good role model and a good example, not only for my children, but for other children that are watching TV or reading stories or reading newspapers or reading magazine articles about you. You want to give them good examples. And I think it starts in giving back to other people and putting other people in front of yourself, starting with my own family. And again, having three daughters and giving them the ability to look beyond themselves into other people and to help other people and to think about other people just day to day, you know, whether it be to open the door for somebody, to giving that person a Christmas or to giving that person a distraction while they're in the hospital. You know, really it all goes the same direction. It's all really makes you feel great to help somebody else.
As Chad Greenway winds down another season in Minnesota, he continues to succeed both on and off the gridiron. He's looking to lead the Vikings in tackles for the seventh straight season. And with his honor as Man of the Year, it's clear he's winning and making an impact off the field as well.
You know, people lose perspective on what, you know, what's important. And I think, you know, helping, you know, if your fellow man doing in anything you're trying to do. But, you know, for us with our foundation, the small part that we're able to do as a family, as a foundation, it's our part, though. You know, it might be small in comparison to some people or some organizations or some foundations, but it's important to us and it's big to us and the people and lives that we're touching and helping. So it is a big event. It's a big day. And to get Man of the Year, you know, we have a lot of great community guys in our team and really in all sports in the Twin Cities, and we're proud to be a leading way for that.